Good morning, everyone. Brother, brothers, and sisters, Bernard, I pray that God will give you safe passage as you go to visit your grandson. And this morning, my friends, I want to start off and say, you know, my heart was grieved because Pastor gave me a message about Brother Craig last Sunday morning. And my heart went out. I was talking to him. My heart went out to him because, you know, I like just to know, I also had a stroke. But God, I don't know what God just prevented. His precious Holy Spirit just prevented devastation to happen. And I praise him for that. Amen. But my heart goes out for him because I know it's a little bit of how he's feeling. And friends, we got to realize that affliction can come upon us any moment. You may be jovial and happy this morning, and this evening you're in critical condition. Hold on to God. Trust him for all things, my friend, because you never know. And also, for the rest of you on this prayer list, every Monday, as I read my Bible, I take all of these on the prayer list up to the throne of grace. And ask God to have mercy and to comfort them and do what he has to do for them. You know, my friends, you may be in affliction today. Things may be on you that you don't know why it happened or how it happened. But remember this. Count it all joy. Amen?
Amen.
It's hard to do. It's hard to do. We're human. But God commands us to count it all joy. For he has something in store for you. I don't know how he's going to bless you this morning, but I know that he will. Bless God. Please. I don't know how he's going to make this trial a blessing. Of sorrow into praise. I don't see how he can turn your nights of weeping into peace. Go and light those days. I don't know how
Spirit.